An ice warming trend is expected to come along for the northern plains as we move forward through the rest of this week, but we are going to still have to deal with some additional rain. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. The temperatures will be warming over the next few days, and we have an opportunity for some short-term accelerated drying for parts of the region. But the key question is, how long will it last? And most of the forecast models are suggesting it'll be for a short duration before showers start to show up again in our forecast. Well, the near-term part of this outlook, though, is very nice, with temperatures likely rising up into the 70s and perhaps even some 80-degree temperatures out to the west, and that will occur mostly west of the Missouri River. And we expect that to occur already by Wednesday afternoon, and it will likely occur Thursday as well before finally backing off. Now, the heat in the eastern parts of the region won't be quite so significant, but we will get temperatures up into the 70s for a brief period during the middle part of this week, and that will be good enough to at least make us feel like spring is finally here. We got rid of the snow over the weekend, but we still have a lot of excess moisture to deal with, and it's going to take a while for the ground to firm up. The good news is that the showers that begin later this week will start off rather sporadically and shouldn't be a huge problem with causing more flooding across the region, but it is going to be an inconvenience and disrupt the drying trend. The first opportunity for showers will show up on Thursday. Those will be sporadic and light, mostly in South Dakota and maybe a few areas in southern Minnesota. Everybody else will still be dry on Thursday. But on Friday, the precipitation is expected to increase across parts of the Dakotas and even out to the west in Montana. Minnesota will get involved with a little bit of shower activity too as time moves along. And the most significant precipitation will be in the eastern parts of the Dakotas and northwestern Minnesota as we go from Friday into Saturday. Rain totals run from 0.3 inch to 8 or 9 tenths of an inch, and there will be a potential for a few spots to possibly get more than an inch of moisture. Now, the models are still not in the best agreement over how much precipitation is going to occur and how much of the region will be impacted, but there is a very definite trend here for at least another rain event to begin to push into the region during this particular time frame. We'll watch closely as time moves along. The European model suggests the precipitation might be just a little slower getting started, and there might be an extra day of drying there. But we will be cooling back down once the rain begins, and the temperatures will fall back into the 60s across the region. That's still not too bad for this time of the year. We're going to have to wait a while, though, for a more prolonged period of dry and warm weather. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.